Very, very hard to be part of our Chabura, so welcome. Very good guy. So please hock him up as well. Number two, I wanted to just vent with the first year guys a little bit. And I understand that these concepts and these principles are a little bit foreign, even for the second year guys. But Be'ezer Hashem, give it a few shiurim, give it a few weeks. And hopefully with the shiurim and hopefully with the more marukomos you see, things will start clicking together, especially after El, when we start doing the Shulchan Aruch inside, Tor Beis Yosef, it'll be much clearer. But even now, give it. This is what Amelus means. This is what Amelus Torah means. So just give it some time. You can ask any second year guy. He'll tell you that also the first week he didn't know what was flying. And then after a few shiurim, Baruch Hashem, he was able to understand. So just give it some time. You need a chair? Over there. There's one over there?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, so you have this? Okay, so this is the second shiur hakdama. We'll have one more during Elul. Next week we'll not have a shiur because of Erev Rosh Hashanah. But Be'ezer Hashem, the following week we'll have one more hakdama shiur, Nekuda Nefla. And then after Elul we'll start with the actual Simanim of Tarumas. So if you recall from shiur Aleph, the first shiur, we discussed the definition and the shame iser of Basar Mechalav. And we noted that the shame iser of Basar Mechalav is unique amongst all the other Machalos Asuros. And that Basar V'Chalav becomes intrinsically Isser, Isser Machmas Atzma, Basar V'Chalav together, and the way the Rishonim spell it out is that the Torah specifically assured the combination of Basar and Chalav. And when that combination is formed, it creates a new entity of Basar V'Chalav. And last year, we discussed the Machlok Rishonim between the Tosfos and the Rashba versus the Ran, to what extent it's an Isser Machmas Atzma. Tosfos and the Rashba understood that it was in the Taharuvas B'Yachad, Basar v'chalav. Masha'enke in the Ran understood that the chaloshem iser of basar v'chalav was on the actual ingredients themselves. Even if they were to separate, it would be aser. Those are the two mahalakim we gave for the shem iser, the raisa of basar v'chalav, which is synonymous with the words chaticha atvas natzavela by basar v'chalav. So what I didn't mention last week was that there are two, I guess, fundamental ramifications that come out of this idea of chaticha atzma nevela basar v'chalav. The first implication, the first totzah in halacha that comes out, is how to calculate the shear kazayas. That's the first implication. The Gemara in Kavches and Mabez brings down machlokes Rav and Levi, but al kapadim it's mevur from the Gemara. Let's just focus in on Rav shita. It's a very simple shita that if you do have a mixture of basar v'chalav that was cooked properly with the proper shiurim, whatever those shiurim are. Once you have a cheftza of basar v'chalav that was cooked, and it becomes basar v'chalav ben haTorah, now if you were to consume that basar v'chalav, even if you were to only consume a chati zayis of the basar, and a chati zayis of the chalav, because, as Rashi spells out in Kufchas Mabeis, since each one of those minim have the shame iser of basar v'chalav, that counts toward your shir kazayis. And so ramification number one is very simple. Even if you only have a half a basar and a half a chalav that you consume together, once it's a formed basar v'chalav entity, that equals a kazayis, and you get a chiyuv malkus midaraisa. That's one ramification of saying basar v'chalav becomes a new formed iser entity of basar v'chalav. This is iser machmas atzma, halacha number one. Halacha number two, which is more pertinent and more relevant for tarovis, as we will see, is the shear bittel. Once you have basar v'chalav that is mixed together under the proper conditions, and you take this piece of chaticha basar v'chalav and you throw it into a new pot, the shear bittel, which we'll call shishim for everyone, shear bittel of shishim will need to go against the entire volume of the basar v'chalav. So even though the basar, let's say, was 10 ounces, the chalav that was absorbed into that basar was 1 ounce, and you may think that if you just throw it into a new pot, all you need is 60 against the one, or 60 against the basar. No, comes chaticha atzma natzavela by basar v'chalav and says the entire volume of that chaticha becomes intrinsically usr, and you need 60 against the entire chaticha. That's halacha number two. The shear bittel is against the entire chaticha, the entire volume of the chaticha. You need 60 against 11, not 60 against one. Some say maybe it's 60 against 10 because the chalav and the basar displace each other, but that's a side point. Al kapanim, you need 60 against the entire volume of the chaticha. That's all by basar v'chalav. Those are the two main ramifications, the Rishonim, the Ritva, and Kuf spells out. And Rashi on El Kasavar, which no one found, but it's on Kuf Chesam and Aleph. El Kasavar also spells it out, that Chaticha Asus Asavela is number one, Ashir Kazayis, and number two, the volume of Isser has increased. You now have full volume of Isser, Machmas Atzman, of both Minim. The big Kasha, the big question becomes, what about Shar Isur? Nevela, Chelev, Treif, when these various Machos Asuros get mixed up, get absorbed by other content of Heter, let's say Nevela, is no Saint Tom into water. What about that status of Chanan? Do we say Chanan, Chaticha Atos Asavela, by Shar Isurim? Do we or do we not? So this is, and if we do, we will have the same ramifications that we have at Basar B'Chalof. So this is subject to a fundamental Machlokes Rishonim between Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rambam on the one hand, also the Rush, the Torah quotes in the name of his father, all on one camp, and we have the Bali Tosos and the Mordechai and other Rishonim, as we will spell out, on the other hand. This is a fundamental Machlokes Rishonim. So Rabbeinu Ephraim, I'm playing around with my glasses, I'm sorry, I'm getting used to them, I'm not sure which way is better. Comes along Rabbeinu Ephraim, brought down in Tosos on Kuf Amud Aleph, and Rabbeinu Ephraim says, absolutely not. We reject the concept of Chanan by Shar Yisroel. Chaticha Atzman Sevela is restricted dafka to Basar B'Chalav. And says Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's Pashat. There's a conceptual chilek between Basar B'Chalav and Shar Yisroel. By Basar B'Chalav, the Torah went out of its way to say that we're asuring the combination of Basar and Chalav. Both the Basar and the Chalav originally were Heter Gomer. If you combine them, we now say this has a shame Isra Basar V'Chalav. So by definition, by essence, those that Basar V'Chalav that combined becomes intrinsically Usr as one entity. Mashi Enkin, when it comes to Nevela, Chelev, Treif, if you have Nevela that is being no Saint Tom into water, the Torah never said it's Usr to eat Nevela water. The Torah said it's Usr to eat Nevela. So whatever bliyas of Nevela were no Saint Tom into the water, of course, you're not allowed to eat the water because it contains bliyas of Isser of Nevela and Tom of Isser of Nevela. But to say that the water units become intrinsically Usser, Mechitesi, says Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Torah never Usser the combination of Nevela and water. The Torah Usser Nevela. So whatever is Nevela is Usser. Whatever is not Nevela remains Mutter. So says Rabbeinu Ephraim, this halacha of requiring a sheer bittel against the entire volume of the Chaticha Shel Isser is only by Basar V'Chalav. If you would have the same exact case in Shari Surim, where you have a Chaticha of Heter, of 10 ounces, and one Bliya, 1 ounce of Nevela, that's no Saint Tom into that Chaticha of Heter, you would only need 60 against the 1 ounce in a subsequent pot. You don't need 60 against the whole thing, because the Chaticha of Heter does not become intrinsically Usser. This is Rabbeinu Ephraim Shita. We reject the concept of Chanan b'Shar Yisurim because it's a conceptual chilek between Basar V'Chalav and Shar Yisurim. You have a kasha left? Good. So comes along the Rambam as well. And the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah's Medayik, also holds like Rabbeinu Ephraim. This is important for Psak Halacha. The Rambam in Tes brings down this halacha of Chaticha Asvas Nasas Avela by Basar V'Chalav. And the Magen Mishnah points out that there's a glaring omission, that the Rambam never mentions this halacha of requiring a sheer bittel of 60 by Shari Surim. He only mentions it the Gavi Basar V'Chalav. So says the Magen Mishnah, not only does Rabbeinu Ephraim reject Chanan by Shari Surim, but the Rambam is also operating with the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim, and now we have Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rambam. Furthermore, says the Rashba in Torah Sabayis and Chesel Beis, he also paskins like Rabbeinu Ephraim. And the Tor, which is also very important, says b'shem Adoni Avi HaRosh, that it's Meduah from the Tshuvas HaRosh, that he also rejects Chanan b'Shar Yisurim. For those from last year, remember from Tzadi Ches, at the very end of Tzadi Ches, the last Sif, the Rosh brought down that halacha, we can discuss it after Shir, and it's Mevur from there that he rejects Chanan b'Shar Yisurim. So we have Rabbeinu Ephraim, we have the Rambam, the Rashba, and the Rosh, all paskining that we don't hold the Chanan b'Shar Yisurim only by Basar V'Chalav, and this is critical when it comes to Beis Yosef and Mechaber, because when you have the Rambam and the Rosh all paskening one way, you can be rest assured that the Svaradim HaKadoshim are going to paskin against Chanan b'Shar Yisurim. Okay, that was all Shita number one. We reject Chanan b'Shar Yisurim. Now comes the little hard part. All of these Rishonim, though, point out that there's an obvious glaring raya for Rabbeinu Ephraim. We'll call him Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim's Shita. There's a raya to his Shita. And this raya, there's a lot of rayas that they bring, but we're going to focus in on this specific raya. We'll do the other rayas after Elul. This specific raya spawns two variously different mahalchim, how to understand Chanan B'Shar Yisurim, if you hold of it. So we're going to focus in on this raya. Hopefully you got it in Seder, but I'll say it over again. And we'll see how the raya goes. I actually came upstairs really quickly to draw it on the board. But I wasn't sure if it was going to collide the entire board. So okay, we'll see how it goes. So it says, Tosos, he brings it down for Rabbeinu Ephraim, the following raya. The Gemara Nazir on Lamed Zayin Abayis tells us, he brings the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Lamed Aleph Chaf Gimel, the halacha of Hechsher Kelim. We know that in the Midbar, Clay Midian, after Klal Yisrael fought against the Midianites, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that any Kelim that you looted from the Midianim, you have to be Machshir. Kol HaBa'al HaEsh, Tavir HaBa'esh, and Mayim as well. So one of the procedures of Hechsher Kelim is Hagalos Kelim, as you've seen probably during Pesach, you have to be Magil Kelim. So says Tosos, that Pashup Shat, the Gemara is talking about, the Torah is talking about all types of Kelim, large Kelim, small Kelim. So the Tosos says as follows. Well, when you do the halacha, when you do the procedure of Hagala, you have to be concerned that any bliyas of Isser, of the Kli that you're being Machshir, that are becoming expelled by the Hagala process of the hot water, don't become reabsorbed back into the Kli. So the only way to prevent those bliyas that are being expelled from the Kli Shel Isser from going back in is by having 60 in the water that you're being Machshir in. Okay. So says Tosfos, Bishlama, if you have small kalim, like a little spoon, it's very simple. Put it into a bigger pot, have shishim in the water, the bliyas, these red bliyas that are in this spoon are going to be expelled out, they'll be bottled in the water, and anything that becomes reabsorbed back into the spoon is mutter, because it was bottled. But says Tosfos, what about large kalim? When you have massively large kalim, a big soup pot, and there's no other kli that you can insert this kli into, the only way to be magil this kli is by putting the water in it itself. This kli shel iser has to have the water, the hagala water, inside of itself. It can't be inside another pot. So, by definition, this is a hanacha. You have to accept this klal. You'll see in Tarobas, it comes up many times, in Basel Chalaf. There's a klal that whenever you fill up the contents of a pot, it's impossible for those contents to have shishim against the volume of this pot. That's a hanacha in Mitzias. There's no such thing as having 60 times of content in a pot against the pot itself. Impossible. So says Tosfos, we're stuck. If you have to be machshir and magil this large kelim, you're going to have to put the water in. By definition, you're going to have less than 60 in this water. Now you're trying to purge all and expel all of the bliyas out of this kli. So says Tosfos, Bishlama lefi Rabbeinu Ephraim, who doesn't hold of Chanan B'Shar Yisurim, we can circumvent the problem. Just be Magil the Kli, Enechanami's Bliyas will come out, and Enechanami's some will go back in, but no problem. Pour the water out and start over again. And if you do it repeatedly, 5-6 times, eventually all of these Bliyas of Yisur will become purged and expelled out. You're removing them. Enechanami, we do have a Chashash that they're coming back in, but it's okay, not all of it's going back in, some is. So if you do it 10 times, 15 times, at some point, this kli will be completely purged of bliyas. But if you hold like Chanan B'Shar Yisurim, then there's no way out of this problem. Because the second you expel the bliyas into the water, it'll be no sintam into the water because there's no shishim. The water, lefi Chanan B'Shar Yisurim, says that the water units become intrinsically usur. And so that water unit, those water units are also going back into the kli. And so the more you do it, the worse it becomes. You're just putting more water and more iser back into the kli. Because Chanan B'Shar Yisurim means we're increasing the volume of iser. So says Tosfos, this is a bam raya for Rabbeinu Ephraim. If you hold of Chanan, if you reject Chanan B'Shar Yisurim, we can easily circumvent this problem in the Midbar. Hashem was telling Klal Yisrael, be machshir all your kalim, whether it's small, whether it's large. Small, no problem, you have 60. Large, even though you don't have 60, just do it repeatedly, no problem. But if you hold Chanan B'Shar Yisurim, what are we going to do? How are you ever going to be able to be machshir a large kli in the Midbar? How did the Kadosh Baruch Hu tell the Mitzaveh Klal Yisrael to be machshir this kli? Ad kan the raya. Kashas before we get the answers. Yes, Shia.
Is there a We have to assume all the bliyas.
No, not all the bliyas. It's impossible. At some point, it's going to dissipate. Some will do it. At some point, it'll be dissipated. We don't say, first of all, you can say loyadina on a deraisa level. Who says we said that? Okay, but let's put that on the side. That's not a taina. Yeah.
It's becoming much because we're assuming after so many times all the bliyas come out, or mm-hmm. enough come out that now will be batal b'shishim.
Either way you want to say it. It doesn't make a difference. At some point, all of them will come out, or at some point, you'll have shishim in the water against the bliyas. Yes, Kareem.
How do we know they have the big pots?
Maybe. Oh, okay, well, okay. That was the marmot coast. Okay, good. Good. See, I told you should hock him up. Fine. Okay, very good. So, there are two, now there's a slew of Rishonim who reject Rabbeinu Ephraim, and they say, we do hold the Chanan B'Shar Yisurim. The Bali Tosos and Kuf Amr Alf and Kuf Chesem Abayz, Sefer Truma and Simas Samech and the Baruch Komos, the Mordechai, Tafer Shali Zayin, the Ran Chulin, all of these slew of Rishonim, mainly the Ashkenazim, reject Rabbeinu Ephraim, and they hold, we do say Chanan B'Shar Yisurim. So now, what do these Rishonim have to do? They have to answer up this Raya. Now, the answer to this Raya is going to bring out two fundamentally different visions for how to understand Chanan B'Shar Yisurim. They're going to say, we do say Chanan B'Shar Yisurim, but the way they answer this question is going to cause us to see two vastly different ways of understanding Chanan B'Shar Yisurim, and hopefully it won't be too overwhelming. So, Mahalach 1, I chose the easy one first. Mahalach 1 is the Sefer Truma in Siman Nun Beis, the last part of it. Sorry, I didn't point it out in the Marmot Komos where it was. The last part of Sefer Truma, the Ran and Chulin as well. All of these Rishonim say the most basic answer, and that is as follows. That it's true. Rabbeinu Ephraim, we agree to your conceptual chilek between Basav Echav and Shari Surim. It's true. But Chazal midirabanan, where it goes there, Chanam and Shari Surim. And a Chanami midiraisa, the concept of Chatich Asr Nevela is only by Basav Echav. And you can't apply the two Shari Surim because the Torah only Asr Nevela. But midirabanan, Chazal enacted Exer Derabanan of Chanam B'Shar Yisurim to intrinsically aser content of Heter that absorbed Nesina's Tam. Now, before we explain why that is, the answer to the question is very simple. Says the Sefer Truma, you can't bring here Raya from clay, Medyon, how they machshir large Kalim. I don't we say Chanam B'Shar Yisurim. Clay Midyon is Deraisa. We're in the world of Deraisas. Klaiso were not up the road. They were only upholding the Dinei HaTorah. They weren't upholding the later Takanah Derabbanan of Chazal. So, Elchanami, Rabbeinu Ephraim, in the world of the Midbar, where Akash Baruch Hu, the lens of the Torah, is being mitzaveh, to be machshir kli, we agree with you. There is no Chanami Shari Surim. We are saying that Chanami Shari Surim is a new Din Derabbanan, a Din Nifrad, a new Din Chadash of Chanan B'Shari Surim, Mi Derabbanan, that we give it the same halach as a basar v'chalav, and we make it intrinsically usr. So that's how we reject the raya. This is how Sefer Truma rejects the raya. Now, on what basis did Chazal enact this brand new gzera derabanan? So the Ran and Chulin says a very fundamental explanation. The Ran and Chulin says that Chanan b'shar yisurim derabanan was enacted atu basar v'chalav. In order for Chanan b'shar, in order to protect and safeguard basar v'chalav, and we want to ensure that everyone knows that the sheer bittul of 60 has to go against the entire chaticha of basar v'chalav and not just one of the two. So too, Chazal enacted by Shari Surim that whenever you have Isser, being no same tam, into Heter, we intrinsically aser everything so that people know always that Bein B'Shari Surim and basar v'chalav d'oraisa, you always need 60 against the entire volume that absorbed the content of Isser.
Who says this?
This is the Ran in Chulin on Mem Daled. So it comes out, the answer to the question of the Raya is that really Chanan B'Shar Yisurim is only a Din D'Rabbanan, and the basis for why we are enacting this Din D'Rabbanan is Atu Basar V'Chalav, to safeguard the Din D'Oraisa of Basar V'Chalav. This is Mahalach 1, very simple way of answering the question, and this is the gather of Basar V'Chalav, of Chanan B'Shar Yisurim. Yes?
So this is saying that Chanan B'Shar V'Chalav is a Din D'Oraisa?
Nachon. But Shari Surim is a Din D'Rabbanan, Atu Basar V'Chalav. Yes, Yosef? Okay, you're squinting. Wasn't sure. I need smiles. If you don't have smiles, then I have to ask. Okay. So this was Mahalach 1. Very simple. The Ran, that's how we answer the question. Now let's do Mahalach 2. Mahalach 2 is Rabbeinu Tam, quoted by Tosos, as explained by Rekiv Eiger. And this is like a nice Derech HaLimud way of understanding Derech HaLimud, how to Medayik a Rishon properly. Rikki Vieger is going to do it for us, but we're going to see beautifully how he was Medayik in Tosos. If you look at Tosos, after he brings this Raya for Rabbeinu Ephraim, he doesn't answer the way we just said. The Sefer Truma brings down the Raya and simply says, Derabbanan. Rabbeinu Tam does not do that. He makes an Okimta. And he says, Enachanami, you have to reread the Torah's, the Pasuk at Tzivoy. When the Torah was mitzaveh Klai Yisrael to be machshir the Kelim and the Midyan, the Torah wasn't being categorical, Shia. It wasn't being categorical to apply both to large Kelim and to small Kelim. The Torah was speaking about a very specific case of small Kelim. And Enochanami, large Kelim, there was nothing to do. There was no option back then for what to do. It's Dafka speaking about small Kelim. Okimta.
Isn't
always a Mitzvah? No. It must be that the part of the Tzivoy was not encompassing large Kalim. It was not encompassing. They had large Kalim. But in Echanami, you weren't able to machshir that. You looted what you looted, but you have to give it back. Throw it out. There's nothing you can do. There's no way to be magil. You could do Libun, by the way. Libun would be an option. But Hagala, the Torah was never saying Hagala on large Kalim.
Okay.
So that's not the point. The point is what he says. Now let's be Midaik what he says. So says Rav Kiva Eiger, why didn't Rabbeinu Tam give a much simpler answer? Just say Chanan b'shar Yisurim is derabanan, and there was no such musag of Chanan b'shar Yisurim on a deraisa level in the midbar. What's Rabbeinu Tam doing? Okimta. They say simple Chanan b'shar Yisurim is derabanan. Comes along with Kiva Eiger, the Plaisi in Sadi Beis, and says that Rabbeinu Tam must be understanding that Chanan b'shar Yisurim is a din deraisa, a din deraisa. Otherwise, he would have just simply said derabanan. This is Rav Kiva Eiger, spelled out in Siman Sadi Beis, Sif Dalet. So just like before in Mahalach 1 of the Ran, where we said it was a Derabbanan, we had to explain the basis for it, and we said it was Atu, Basar V'Cholav, Mahalach 2 we also have to understand. You're telling me Chanan B'Shar Yisurim is a Din D'Oraisa, what's the Makor? You didn't know the Makor for that. You can't just say Chanan B'Shar Yisurim D'Oraisa. What's the Makor for Chanan B'Shar Yisurim being a Deraisa? Yes, Shia.
Where are we going to see this from?
Because by virtue of the fact that Rabbeinu Tam had to make it Okimta to answer up the Raya, and didn't simply say like a Sefer Truma, which that it's just Derabbanan, must be that really he's holding it's a Deraisa, and he had to give a localized Okimta to show that the case of the Midian was only talking about small Kalim and not large Kalim. So Rekhi Veger wants to say, you see from Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam specifically, the Chanan B'Shar Yisurim is in the Raisa. Step 2. So now why, what's the Makor for such a Musag, the Chanan B'Shar Yisurim is in the Raisa? Basar Chalav, we have a Makor. Basar Chalav. Shem Misra Basar Chalav, Losa Basha Gudim Chalav Bimo. But where do we see Chanan B'Shar Yisurim in the Raisa? So this goes back to a Yisod in Taroves, which I will refresh the second year guys and introduce it to the first year guys. And if you don't understand it, it's okay. We can always go over it after Shir, obviously Chazer, but it's just try to follow the steps. I'm going to say it in a very streamlined way. So we pointed out in Taroves that when it comes to the principle of Tam Ke'ikr, when Isser is nosing Tam into Heter, there was a Machlok Rishonim whether it was Derabbanan or Deraisa. We Paskin, Rabbeinu Tam, Bali Tosfos, Mechaber, everyone Paskins that Tam Ke'ikr is a Din Deoraisa. If you have Nesina's Tam of Nevela into water, it asers it midoraisa. Not intrinsically aser, that's Chanan B'Shar Yisurim, but in terms of Tam Kikr Doraisa, it asers it midoraisa. Now Rabbeinu Tam, and this is how the Rush explains Rabbeinu Tam, takes this concept a step further. If you were to ask me before Rabbeinu Tam speaks, Tam Kikr Doraisa just means that if you have Nevela Blias, let's say 5 ounces of Nevela Blias that are being nosing Tam into water, if you now drink that water, it's also Doraisa, but in order to get a Chiyav Malkus, you would have to consume enough water that contains a Kazayas worth of Blias. A Kazayas worth of Blias. So you better have enough Blias that are amount to a Kazayas in order to be Chiyav Malkus. If you drink this bottle of water with Blias of Nesinas Tam of Nevela, and the Blias don't amount to a Kazayas, even though the water may have a Kazayas, that won't be a Chiyav Malkus. It's also Doraisa, but not Malkus. You need a Kazayas for a Shir Achila. Mi Doraisa. Says Rabbeinu Tam, not true. Tam Kikr has an added Chiddush to it. Tam Kikr doesn't just mean that the Nesinas Tam of Nevela into the water prohibits it, and now all we have is Blias of Isser floating around that are Usser's consume. Says Rabbeinu Tam, it goes further. that the principle of tam keikar is nehepach haheter lihios aser. That once you have nesinas tam into the water, tam keikar, part of the gzeres hakasan of tam keikar is to be mahapich, to characterize the water like the nevela. And says Rabbeinu Tam, any kezias, even of the water, is counted towards your kezias of nevela. Even though you didn't drink a kezias worth of blias of nevela, but the water is calculated towards the sheer kezias of your nevela. So Rabbeinu Tam is saying, Tam kikar d'oraisa level one and a chanami. But Rabbeinu Tam is now adding another step. Nesinas Tam has the ability to transform, characterize the content of heter into actual Isser for a Chiyav Malkus. So the Yad Avram, the Rav Aaron Cutler as well, all say that Rabbeinu Tam is Lashitase. If Rabbeinu Tam holds that Tam Kikar De'oraisa, based on the respective Mekoros of Tam Kikar, Mishras, and other Mekoros that we mentioned in the past, from last year, Tam Kikar Gzeres HaKasav is De'oraisa, and part of that Gzeres HaKasav tells you that in terms of a sheer Kezias, the Nesinas Tam has the ability to actually transform and characterize the water into Nevela. And now you have a Chiyav Malkus on every Kezias that you drink. So it follows that we have a Din D'oraisa that is very similar to Chanan. That's where Chanan B'Shar Yisroel D'oraisa comes from Tam Kikar. It's rooted in the halachas of Tam Kikar, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam. And says Rav Aaron, says the Plesi, it's Lashitase. Rabbeinu Tam, who specifically had this understanding of Tam Kikar, that it's not just Nesinas Tam that asers the water, but number two, it also has the capacity to characterize the water as Nevela. Leshitase, whenever you have Nevela being nosing Tam into water, it becomes Chanan. It becomes intrinsically Aser, not just Legabe Kezias, but also Legabe, a sheer bittul of 60 against the entire thing. And Rabbeinu Tam comes Leshitase. Let me just do one more step and I'll take questions. Mashe Enkin, it'll come out that the Rishonim who rejected Rabbeinu Tam and said Tam Kikar doesn't mean that. Tam Kikar just means that it asers it d'oraisa. But of course, you have to actually consume a kezias worth of blias, not of the water. You need of the blias themselves that are contained in the water. Then they would have no musug of chanam mid'oraisa. And it turns out the Sefer HaTruma is the one who rejects Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore he was compelled over here by Chanan B'Shar Yisroel to only learn it as a Derabanan. He had no Makor D'oraisa. So the Sefer HaTruma, who rejected Rabbeinu Tam by Tam Kikar, is forced to learn Lishitase, the Chanan B'Shar Yisroel is only a Din Derabanan, and Lefi L'Ran Atu Basar V'Chalav. That was a mouthful. Any questions? I'm happy to repeat it again. Where are we holding? Yes, Craig.
Where are Tam Kikar from?
There's three Mekoros for Tam Kikar. We can do it after Shir, but on a basic level, it's Mishra Sanavim by Nazir, Gilei Nachrim.
What is this? This is one of them.
Basar is a potential fourth one.
Midian,
yeah, Gilei Nachrim, right. There are Zeres HaKasav for Tam Kikar. That was last year, but I'm happy to do it with you after Shir if you want. What? That was a Bai, right? Fourth possible.
That's where arguing the Dari says from.
Yeah.
Whatever you use the Mekor.
Yeah, whatever Mekor you use, either Gilei Nachrim or Limud Mishras. Yes, Mitzvah, sorry. Yeah.
So, you said that the Pasuk, that this other Mahalik was saying that the Pasuk regarding Hagawa and Parshas Matos that it was only talking about
small
Kalim. So, wouldn't Moshe Rabbeinu have specified that?
I hear it. It's a good
time.
Right? I hear it. So, at a time, that's what Kimtel Rabbeinu Tam is making.
Cold over that small.
I hear that. Okay. Taina. That's Rabbeinu Tam.
He's really saying call it what you want to use. Lev, that day you have to, but this you just can't count.
Lev, where are you? Was that? Yeah. Okay. Good. BZ. Okay. I see you typing. I'm happy. Okay. Fine. Okay. Obviously, this needs chazara. This last piece of Tam Kikar being d'oraisa and how it applies. Feel free to text me or call me throughout tomorrow and tonight, and we can go over it again. Okay. So let's just summarize where we are. And then you can keep on, even if you didn't have that last point, you can still continue because you'll have it all in front of you. So let's summarize what we've done. Basar v'chalav, Chanan is clearly a deoraisa. When it comes to Shari Surim, we have a machlokis rishonim. Rabbeinu Ephraim, Rambam, we don't hold Chanan b'shari Surim. You only need 60 against the blias. You don't need 60 against the entire amount. The Bali Tosfos, Ran, Sefer Truma, Mordechai all argue and say we do hold of Chanan b'shari Surim. Now, within shita number two, that we do hold of Chanan B'Shar Yisurin, we are seeing two different mahalchim and how to understand the nature of Chanan B'Shar Yisurin. Mahalch one was the Ran, who said that Chanan B'Shar Yisurin is only a din derabanan, as a gzera atu basar b'chalav, and that's why we require the same shir bittel by Shar Yisurin as a basar b'chalav. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam is holding that Chanan B'Shar Yisurin is a din d'oraisa, which is rooted in Tam Ke'ikr. That's it. So we have, let's focus in on Chanan B'Shar Yisurin. Mahalach one, Ran, Dirabanan, Atu Basar B'Chalav, whereas Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam, holding Din D'Oraisa, Tam Kegar. Now let's present two Nafkaminas to illustrate this point, and if we have time and you have the Cheshek, the third Ha'ara is like Mamash made me dance when I came out. Let's see, I had the Shemaya, but let's do the first two, and if you have Cheshek, I'll do the third one, whoever wants to stay.
We have Cheshek.
Okay, so let's go. So, Nafkamina number one. This brings out the Machlokas Rishon between the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam. The first Nafkamina, which everyone should be thinking right away.
We're doing Nafkaminas?
Yeah, three Nafkaminas. Now, the first Nafkamina within Chanan B'Shar Yisurin, Ekmari. Within Chanan B'Shar Yisurin. Within Chanan B'Shar Yisurin, that we do say Chanan B'Shar Yisurin, we have two Mahalchim, Derabban and Deraisa. So the most obvious nafkamina number one between Derabbanan and Daraisa is
Safek.
Klalei Sveikos. So the Prima Gadim and Mishpato Zav says, if you have a situation where you have, let's say, Nevela that was nosing Tam into a Chaticha of Heter, and you threw it into a pot, and lo and behold, your little sister came along and knocked off the pot, and some of the contents of the pot was Nishpach. It spilled out. And now you look at your pot, and you see that you definitely have 60 against the amount of nevela that was nosing tam blias into that chaticha. Let's say it was 1 ounce and a chaticha of heter of 5 ounces. You have 60 against one, but you're looking at the pot, you don't have 60 against the five. So you have a suffix. You have 60 against the tam, but you don't have 60 against the chanan. You don't have the 60 against the chaticha of heter. So says the Prima Gadol, this will be tolling. If you understand, like the Ran and the Sefer Truma, the Chanan B'Shar Yisurin is a din derabanan, so suffik derabanan lekula, and you can assume that originally, before your sister knocked off the pot, you did indeed have 60 against the entire chaticha. Masha Enkin, if you hold the Rabbeinu Tam, that Chanan B'Shar Yisurin is a din deraisa, rooted in Tam Ke'ikr, so suffik deraisa lechumra, and you have to assume that you did not have 60 against the entire Chanan Chaticha, and your entire tarovis is aser. Very straight away, easy, clear cut, nafkamina, deraisa derabanan. But let's get a little bit more sophisticated, a little bit more glaring. Nafkamina number two. We know that there are different methods for how blias transfer. One method is bishul, another method is through kavush. The process of kavush simply requires, let's say, a chaticha of, let's say, nevela that is thrown into a pot of water. If, even though it's all cold, if it stays for a duration of 24 hours in this pot of water, it becomes so saturated and soaked in the water, the water now becomes usher from the sinas tam of the nevela. That's the process of kavush. Everything is cold, but if it's soaked for 24 hours, the sinas tam of kavush users the water through tam ke'ikr. Now we know from Kuf Chesem and Aleph, you saw, and from Pesachim Mem Dalad, really, on the base, that Basar Chalav is unique, and we're going to discuss this after Elul, that Basar Chalav Midoraisa is only Aser Derech Bishul. If you cook Basar and Chalav together on a pot, Kli Rishon, on the fire, Yatzot Esbo, that's Basar Chalav Doraisa. But if you take a piece of Basar and you throw it into milk, cold, everything is cold, and it sits there for 24 hours, So even though by Shari Surum, that's called the Sinas Tam Doraisa and Asers it, Mi Doraisa, by Basar V'Chalav, since the method of mixing was not done Derech Bishul, it will not Aser Mi Doraisa Basar V'Chalav. This is the condition called Derech Bishul Asra Torah. We're going to discuss it more at length after Elul. But that's the condition Mi Doraisa. In order for Basar V'Chalav to be Aser, it has to be Derech Bishul. Kavash doesn't work. Go ahead.
Once anyway is asur, meaning
it's asur.
Basar b'chalav falls in the category of malchus asur.
Right.
Imzeh nachon, I can learn from there.
No, but it has. There's an added condition that is spelled out by basar b'chalav. that it's not just a function of nesinas tam of the basar into the chalav, or vice versa. It's not just about tam being expelled into, being nosin tam into milk. There's another condition, a second separate condition, a gzeres akasav, that in order for basar v'chalav to become a chefzer shel isra daraisa, it has to be cooked. Separate gzeres akasav. So says the, so there's a machokas achronim brought up by Yeshua Yaakov, the Primogod, and the Badei Shulchan. Do we say chanan by kavush? Let's say you have an avela that is thrown into water and it stays there for 24 hours. So there's clearly there's the sinas tam of nevela into the water. But now you take this entire water and you throw it into a new pond. Do you need 60 against the entire water because of chanan? Or no, you only need 60 against the nevela because there was no chanan by the kavush. Do we say chanan by kavush? If you put a chaticha nevela into the water, do we say that after the nesinas tam happens, that water becomes intrinsically usur? Chanan b'shari surim. Do we not? Oh, Yosef doesn't know why we should or why we shouldn't. Everyone should say what? Yes? For sure, yes. We're not, right?
Why yes?
Yeah. You have nesinas tam and nevela into the water because of kavush.
Yeah, we made it through our...
Okay. So this should be tali. This should be tali. And the Yeshua's Yaakov spells this out on our machlokas Rishonim. If you understand the chanan b'shari surim is a din derabanan, like the sefer Truma and the Ran, and you assume that the gzera derabanan of chanan b'shari surim was atu basar v'chalav, so we will never apply chanan b'shari surim in a situation where it doesn't asur mi doraisa the basar v'chalav. And since my basar v'chalav doraisa kavush basar being saturated and soaking into milk for 24 hours does not generate an isra basar v'chalav midoraisa because it's not derech bishul. So midorabanan Chazal will never enact a parallel situation that doesn't exist by basar v'chalav.
Because it would be
gzera l'gzera. Yeah, it'll be gzera l'gzera. Atu derabanan. Right. Mashi ein kein. It's atu basar v'chalav. The Ran says. Mashi ein kein. If you hold the chanan b'shari shurim is a din doraisa and it's rooted in tam k'ikar, unaffiliated with basar v'chalav, it's all a function of tam. So just like we know kavush is no Saint Tom into the kovish allows for the sinas tam, and nevela is being no Saint Tom into the water. There's tam keiker, and based on tam keiker, it's mehapich, and it characterizes the entire water as chanand. So it's a massive nafkamina. If you hold the Ran, kovish would never have chanand. Masha Enkin, if you go with Rabbeinu Tam, that it's rooted in tam keiker, as long as you have the sinas tam, there will be intrinsic isser in the water, and you need a sheer bittel against the entire volume of water.
Yes, go.
Okay. Crane, you got that?
No.
Okay, good. What's the question?
Well, why does that have to model the exact...
That's what the Ran says. That the reason... It's a derabanan. So why the Chazal made a random derabanan? The Ran says, you know why? Because midoraisa, we have a machalz asuros, namely basar chalav, where you do need 60 against the entire piece. So Chazal didn't want people to make mistakes in their assessment. If we say only basar chalav has it, then other isurim, if people think, oh, I only need 60 against that, so by basar chalav, they're also going to make a mistake. So it's atu basar chalav.
No, not why we need the derabanan, but that why the derabanan would be only if the basar chalav in that case would be
because
doraisa.
Because they're trying to prevent a mistake. There's no mistake that will ever happen by kavush because there is no basar chalav with deraisa.
Like if in this case deraisa in this, then we'll be not.
Right. If it's a derabanan, Chazal never masakin gzera l'gzera. Chazal don't do a derabanan to a derabanan. Mm-hmm. They don't go so far. Mm-hmm. Only to protect the deraisas. That's what the derabanans are. Mishmeris. They're supposed to be safeguards for the deraisas. Let's do number three, and if you chazer number three, the geshmak you're going to get from number three, if you chazer it, is going to put shir one and shir two together in a very nice way. And with that, I'll wish you a good Shabbos, okay? Thank you for letting me do number three, even though I'm not sure if everyone wants to do it. Okay, so number three.
I outrule everyone.
Let's work with Ran in Chulin, that basar v'chalav is that chanan b'shari surim is atu basar v'chalav. Let's focus in on that sheet, though. We're not going to go with Rabbeinu Tam right now. Let's focus in on the Ran that chanan b'shari surim is din derabanan, it's atu basar v'chalav. Okay? We find in Tosfos on Tzadi Vav Amabez, those who were able to do it, Dibri Maschal Filu, that Tosfos makes somewhat of an arbitrary limitation to chanan b'shari surim. What does Tosos say? Tosos says that this that we say Chanan b'shari surin has a limitation. The only way for the Ne'esar to be able to asser another piece of heter, the Ne'esar which became Chananed, has to have the Oser go along with it. So for example, Tosos on Tzadibov, the classic case he gives is salting. Whenever a person salts meat, he's trying to extract the dam from the meat. Okay? So the melach is bolaya, the absorptions of dam, and it's completely extracting and allowing us to eat this meat. The melach is getting tam of dam into the melach. And this melach, lefi chanan b'shari surim, is becoming intrinsically usur. So says Tosos, how in the world are we ever allowed to eat chicken or meat that you taste the salt? Every time you're tasting salt, aren't you tasting salt that became intrinsically usur, machmas the dam that it absorbed? If you hold the chanan b'shari surim, it's mamish chanan b'shari surim. It's intrinsically usur. He actually says, if you're a Benu Ephraim, this makes a lot of sense because melach is no chanan. There is no chanan on shari surim. But if you work with chanan b'shari surim, this melach is absorbing dam from the meat. It now becomes intrinsically usur. And even though the dam is not with you anymore, but if you taste salty meat or salty chicken from the salting process, you are tasting chanan shel iser. So how can that be? How are you talking? It's untenable. Says Tosos, it must be a limitation. That this that we say chanan b'shari surim, the ne'esar, meaning the melach that became ne'esar by the dam and intrinsically usur, is mugbal. It is has to conform. It has to be restricted to the oser. If the oser can't travel along with the melach, then the melach doesn't have is not an animal on its own. It's not its own independent entity that it can asser. If the dam travels with it, then the melach can asser. If the melach is traveling, the dam stays behind, like in this case by salting, the melach can't asser. So says Tosfos, every time you have salting, that's why you're allowed to eat it. It's true, the melach became intrinsically asser, chanan b'shari surim, and it's true you're tasting the salt. But because the process of salt doesn't allow the dam to become reabsorbed into the meat, and the salt that you're tasting doesn't have the meat, the dam blias with it, the melach cannot asser. And the way he phrases it is, ein ha-ne'esar, the melach, yochol le'esar b'makom she'ein ha-oser yochol leilich. In a place where the oser, the dam in this case, is not able to travel with it. That's Tosos' klal. New limitation on chanan b'shari surim. So what's the logical underpinning of this limitation? Maybe tasty. Why not? Chanan means we intrinsically aser the melach. Let it aser. Let it aser independently. Why does it need the dam with it, the oser with it? Just dam, it's not nice to make the nesar more stronger than the oser? Where is this coming from?
So
Shana is not the same thing? Like the Shidah of Chayim? That's Basra Chalav. That's what the Torah tells us. This is Chanam right now.
If I was working the Shidah of Enemavin of Iran, you told me...
Okay. So let's go. So says Tosos, an arbitrary equation. Dumia de Tipas Chalav. This is similar to the sugya that we did in Shir number 1 of Tipas Chalav. So what's the pshat? So it comes out as follows. Beautiful. Mamash beautiful. Everything is l'shitase. If you recall, Tosfos and the Rashba from Shir number 1 held that the shem iser of basar v'chalav is the ta'aroves, basar v'chalav, and in order for the basar to aser, it needs the chalav to travel with it, and vice versa, the ingredients do not become independently aser. So if Tosfos, which is Pashas Nari, the Balei Tosfos is working with the Ran's understanding of the Gzeret Derabanan of Chanan, that it's Atu Basar B'Chalav. So Tosfos' version of Atu Basar B'Chalav means that it has to mimic and parallel Basar B'Chalav. And since Tosfos holds the Shitase, that by Basar B'Chalav it only asers Bita Arobes, if the Chalav travels along with the Basar, so too Shar Isurin, which is Atu Basar B'Chalav, has to work in the same fashion. The melach, which becomes intrinsically usur, cannot usur if the dam doesn't come along with it, the oser. It has to parallel perfectly. Mashi Enki, listen to this, triple ishitase, lefi the Ran, when it comes to Shem Isser of Basar V'Chalav that we saw last week, the Ran held that Basar V'Chalav means that the ingredients become usur independently. So the Ran, lishitase, who holds that Chanavish Harishum is a din derabban atu baser v'chalav should not require the oser to come along with it. It should be independently asered. And indeed, the Ra'an Lashitase, number 3, says, I reject this limitation of Tosfos. I hold the Chanavish Harishurim is able to aser even the Makum Sheina Isur Yochol Leilich. And he answers up the case of Melach in a different way. He answers it up in a technical way. But the longest is perfect. Lefi, if you work with the Shita of the that the Chanavish Harishurim is a Dindar Abanam, Atu Basar V'Chalav, it has to conform to the Doraisa Havana that you have by Basar V'Chalav. In Tosos and the Rashba, that Basar V'Chalav, the Shem Isser, is only in the context of one another. It can't Aser one without the other. So too by Shari Surim, the Oser has to travel along with the Nasar. Masha Enkin, Lefi the Ran, who holds that Shem Isser, Basar V'Chalav, Midoraisa, is on the ingredients independently, then by Shari Surim, you don't have to have them travel with one another. And the Ran indeed rejects Tosfos. Please, Chazer, and feel free to text me tonight. Good Shabbos.